Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the programs coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. In this episode, we're continuing our six-part mini-series focused on the Teen Academy. If you're not familiar with this new program, Teen Academy is an 8-day certificate program that gives high school-age students a behind-the-scenes look into the world of museums and historical societies. It gives participants the opportunity to meet professional staff, conduct daily challenges, and complete a capstone project with their teammates. Afterward, each student receives a $150 stipend and are then eligible to apply for a paid internship, a job they can keep until graduation. We're at the halfway point in this series, so if you're just tuning in for the first time, be sure to go back and listen to the previous episodes so you're up to speed. Today we're exploring the exciting world of curating exhibits at museums and historical societies. Joining us once again are our Teen Academy participants, Hannah, Anthony, and Jocelyn. Let's jump right in. So, before Teen Academy, what was your understanding of museum exhibits?
I would say that it's a collection of artifacts around a theme to spark exploration and learning.
Yeah, I did not know a lot about exhibits. I just knew that there was, like, a central theme.
Yeah, I would have to say the same thing. It was just like Hannah said, a collection of objects and then all around a central theme.
So Jocelyn, outside of having a central theme in exhibits, which you've picked up on as a visitor, what do you think are the steps of curating a captivating exhibit?
So first off, you would need to do some research about your topic. You would need to know a lot about it. And to lay it out, you would have to have different topics within it. But you would also have to try and make it captivating for the viewers. So things like visuals and text would be a nice element to it.
Having that mix? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Hannah, why do you think exhibits are an essential part of understanding our past?
I think that they're a way to interact and sort of be surrounded, especially in exhibits when it's about a decade. I feel like I'm surrounded in, say, a 30s exhibit, and I'm surrounded by the 30s.
Anthony, can you share a specific artifact or exhibit that you found particularly interesting during Teen Academy? Because you guys visited the 1889 Courthouse Museum multiple times and the Jailhouse Museum next door.
Yeah, here at the Courthouse Museum, I really enjoyed the wigwam because it was just like really fun. It was interactive for like many ages, and there was just a lot to do in there and a lot to like feel in touch, like exploration. So
yeah. Focus was the daily skill for this session of Teen Academy. How does maintaining focus play a role in that curation process? The three of you put together an exhibit on the 1930s, and I would say it was successful, especially for the 2.5 hours you had to put it together. Why was maintaining focus a crucial part of that process?
I would say, like you mentioned, we had like 2.5 hours to do it, so focus was definitely important because we had to stay on topic so that we didn't fall behind and that we got our exhibit done in time.
Yes, we were on a time crunch, so we had to focus ourselves and each other to make sure that we were going to finish in time.
Before we get to you, Hannah, mm-hmm. Jocelyn, can I just ask mm-hmm. a follow-up? Was there like a specific, can you recall, and if not, that's okay, like a specific moment or step in putting the exhibit together where you were like, okay, I really need to focus?
Yes. So right at the end, I remember this perfectly, we forgot to write our like big ideas about each section of our exhibit.
Oh, like so the section labels?
Yes.
Okay.
So we
okay.
had to quickly put that together. And it was hard, but we managed to do it with focus.
Okay, and coming back to you, Hannah.
Yeah, I would say you have to focus on one goal and one theme. I think a big thing for that is writing your theme sentence and just like remembering that the entire time.
Mm-hmm, keeping that in the forefront. Yeah, yeah. Hannah, again, what strategies have you learned to help enhance your focus and maybe your attention to detail? Are you a detail-oriented person in general?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I get really excited about the details of little things and events and stuff. And I like to start with a theme sentence. Even though I struggle making a theme sentence a lot, it really helps just bringing me back and remembering that and then brainstorming off of that. And it ensures that my exhibit goes off of that topic.
Anthony, how do you envision the skill of focus being valuable in other aspects of your life, whether it's personal, professional, wherever it would be?
Yeah, focus is definitely important, I would say, especially in like a professional setting, because it's just like important to, I don't want to say focused again, but stay focused on...
It's fine, you can use the word in the definition.
Yeah, stay focused on the task that you have to perform, and just like remembering what you have to do just keeps you like engaged with the topic so that you can get things done in a timely manner, so...
Having that guiding light, keeping you on track, Well, and you all did a fabulous job of threading your theme all the way through the three sections of your exhibit. So, nice job. Really well done.
Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar-Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time.